Welcome back as we celebrate the soundtrack of our past. This is Jim Hampton with our number 10 all-time great car song, The Beach Boys.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase now.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
Fun, fun, fun by the Beach Boys, a song that their father and manager Murray Wilson wanted to ban. He didn't want the boys to record that song because he thought it was immoral. Well, the guys prevailed. Oh, by the way, they also fired their father. Here on Radio Recall, we're focused on those songs that were inspired by our cars. One of the first songs that celebrated cars in the rock and roll era was this one by Michigan's own Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hot rodders used to take those pre-World War II 12-cylinder Lincoln chassis, shorten them by a couple of feet, and attached the body of a 1930 Ford Model A with a juiced-up Lincoln engine block. And like my pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
The new 1954 Lincoln, at dealer showrooms all over the nation. Lincoln's fresh new beauty, reflected in this new grille and hood ensemble, emphasizing its lower, wider, functional beauty. Chrome trim is used carefully, and most important, sparingly. Just enough to accentuate the long, low silhouette of the car itself. New style notes include a completely new rear bumper, plus an entirely new taillight assembly with backup lights built in. Lincoln dealers everywhere are extending a cordial invitation to stop in and drive either the new 1954 Lincoln or the Lincoln Capri, the one fine car designed for modern living.
This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'. And one of the DJs we grew up with is Tom Shannon. Tom worked at just about every radio station in Detroit. I worked with him at WJBK, but I think most of Detroit remembers him from CKLW. And here's an actual air check of Tom Shannon, just as he sounded back then.
It's CKLW, Radio 80.
Are you ready? Listen to Shannon. Are you ready? He's hitting like a cannon.
Yeah, thank you, Chubby. I think it's safe enough tonight to take off my glasses. I can now see my engineer finally. How are you, Larry, tonight? Hello, Don Merrifield, Master Control. Hello, Uncle Tony. Good to have you aboard. It's 29 before 7. Come on in.
It's time now for the great eight sounds of 1 year ago today.
I just sat down. I must be very truthful with you. May I bare my soul and tell you, I just sat down, but I'm right in the process right now of finding out what's happening.
Come on, everybody. Come on in. Bobby's gonna show you how to do the swim.
And swim, and that's Bobby Freeman reviewing the current Great 8 sounds, pardon me, of 1 year ago. That's not too current. We're currently reviewing the sounds of Great 8 1 year ago. Let me get myself together. I'll come back in about 7 o'clock, and we'll all have a show together. It's 22 minutes now before 7.
Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. Drink light, drink great, drink right up to date. Young taste, young drive, young pace, come alive. Come alive, come alive. We're in the Pepsi generation.
Here's the good news for the Pepsi generation. Diet and regular Pepsi now come to you in convenient 8-packs of 12-ounce non-returnable bottles.
CKLW in the Motor City.
The Shannon Show, all the way up until 12 midnight, you're on the Shannon Empire.
It's CKLW, Radio 80, the station that's all hard.
Thank you, Tom. More DJ air checks coming up, like Dave Schaefer and Bob Lane. Plus, we'll talk with Lee Allen about the fine-toned horn. And we'll take a look at Cars in the Movies. But now, as you cruise the streets of Detroit, here's our number 8 great car song.
said me a few choice words all about that demon automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another, and I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now it's red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen that was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. Am I smoking, choking on the mobile?
That's the great Jerry Reed, a famous country singer and actor. You may remember him from the Smokey and the Bandit movies. Here's a little trivia. Who was the lead star of the Bandit movies? Here's a little hint. During that time, he was the number one box office star in the world. We'll have the answer coming up, as well as our number 7 car hit and the tribute to Cars in the Movies. Oh, also a 64 air check from WJBK's DJ Bob Lane. That's next on Radio Recall, DJ's Cars and Cruisin'.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Welcome back as history repeats itself with our number 7 all-time great car hit about a Chevy 4-speed dual quad posit traction 409. Come on, let's rev it up.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. When I take her to the track, she really shines.
Giddy up, giddy up.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My 4-speed dual quad posit traction 409.
409, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409.
That's the Beach Boys singing about a four-speed manual transmission with a floor-mounted shifter plus two four-barrel carburetors to get as much fuel load into the carbs as possible. And the positive traction locked the two rear axles together to get the best traction in the rear wheels. Unless, of course, it rains, and then you'd be doing 180-degree loops. The Doobie Brothers have our number six all-time great car song. Tom Johnston wrote the song about cruising up and down Highway 1 near Santa Cruz, California. Top down and flying. This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, and our trivia question this hour was, who starred as Bandit in the Smokey and the Bandit movies?
Breaker one, this is the Bandit, it's the snowman out there. Am I hitting you, son?
Mercy sakes, you put about 8.5 on me, blowing the windows down, bring it on.
And four.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. Short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch
Bandit run. Here's another hint. During that time, he was the biggest box office star in the world. Have you figured it out? It's Burt Reynolds. Burt also starred with Sally Field and the great country singer and actor Jerry Reed, who had the theme from the movie. We're reviewing Cars in the Movies. Hollywood made this movie about a day in the life of some crazy characters at a car wash.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Would you please lower your aerial when entering Universal Studios Car Wash?
Car Wash. A typical day in L.A.
Car Wash, yeah.
Mr. Richard Pryor is Daddy Rich.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Yeah. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Why don't you climb on board and believe in me? Because it's better to have money and not to need it than to need it not to have it.
Well, praise this car, honey.
Thank you, miss.
This was a funny, funny movie. And Rose Royce did the theme song.
Let me tell you, it's better than digging a ditch. There ain't no telling who you might be. A movie star, or maybe even a Indian chief.
Working at the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah.
In 1983, a horror thriller based on the Stephen King book starred a 1958 red and white Plymouth Fury named Christine.
Forget it, Arnie. This baby's got 93,000 miles on it. Bet it won't even start.
She'll start. You need these. Her name's Christine.
I like that.
The story takes place in Detroit, and Christine is one scary car that can't be stopped. Probably the most famous of the great movies about DJs, cars, cruising, rock and roll, and young love is American Graffiti.
Hey, you're supposed to be the fast thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Call that a paint job, but it's pretty ugly. I bet you got to sneak up on the pumps just to get a little air in your tire.
Harrison Ford, Mackenzie Phillips, Ron Howard, and Richard Dreyfuss got their start in this classic from 1973 that celebrated the very days we're saluting today. Coming up, the story of one man's life working 24 years for GM. And WJBK's Bob Lane on Radio Recall. DJs, Cars, and Cruisin', presented by Big Boy Restaurants, home of the original double-deck cheeseburger since 1936. A dream that started over 75 years ago as a small burger counter is still alive today because of listeners like you. Big Boy Restaurants opened in 1936 as a humble burger pantry. Now it's a brand loved by people around the world. From the beginning, Big Boy set out to do one thing: serve delicious food. It all started with the Big Boy, the original double-deck cheeseburger. Two all-beef patties on a sesame seed bun with famous Big Boy special sauce. When you visit Big Boy now, you may notice quite a few more items on the menu, like their new footlongs, which include the classic footlong and Coney footlong, an all-beef hot dog topped with hot and hearty chili. Or try their new delicious Burger Lovers burgers, like the best cheeseburger on the planet, and the taste bud kicking Fiesta Burger, an all-beef patty seasoned and cooked to perfection, then topped with spicy queso. Oh, wow. Visit your nearest Big Boy today for a little nostalgia and a lot of good food.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Our number five all-time great car song may not be a true story, but it did inspire someone to actually build this car one piece at a time. Here's Johnny Cash.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around, but up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haw. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 63.
A guy named Bruce Fitzpatrick built this car just like the song says. You can see it all in one piece, sort of, at the House of Cash Museum in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Now on Radio Recall, let's flash back to the early 60s and one of Detroit's popular radio DJs, Bob Lane from WJBK.
WJBK Radio 15.
This is the Jack the Bellboy program until midnight. Bob on the musical lane. A lucky 13 past 7 on the clock. 34 degrees outdoors. Here's another one of those circular signals that's going to score in 64.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy to explain. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Those are the Ronettes and a big sound of Detroit town at exactly 7:15. Team King and Queen, this is WJBK, AM and FM, Radio Row 1500 in Big Detroit, Michigan. Tastefully tuning to the top of your radio dial.
WJBK.
Hi, everybody. This is Dion DeMusi going on record for the March of Dimes because of its fight against birth defects. The March of Dimes cares.
Thank you very much, Dion. Let's make it two in a row on the Jack the Bell Boys Saturday show. Bob on the musical lane. Let's
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd as his head slowly bowed. He just moaned and it made no sense. He just go.
That's Major Lance. The Catter had the monkey dance. Remember him? It's called Six. Oh, boy.
Radio 15 WJBK.
The big one. You can see over 200 of the top hot rods, customs, and sports cars at the 12th annual Autorama. It's the wildest auto show on earth, and you can check it today and tomorrow at Cobo Hall.
After being a successful DJ, Bob continued down the musical lane by owning a group of radio stations. Later, he purchased the iconic brand Big Boy Restaurants, where he's now chairman and director. That's pretty amazing, huh? Coming up next, we'll hear from DJs Scott Regan from Keener 13 and Dave Schaefer from CKLW, plus the Hondells on Radio Recall. DJs Cars and Cruisin'.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah, GTO. You ought to see her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah, save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. When I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Pontiac launched the GTO in 1964. It was the brainchild of John DeLorean, who later created the DeLorean motor car that starred in the Back to the Future movies. Now on Radio Recall, it's time for a DJ double play. Two top Detroit DJs from the past, back to back. First, it's a former Jack the Bellboy from WJBK who made the leap to CKLW in the 60s. This was just before the Big 8, when it was still called Radio 80. Here's Dave Schaefer.
CKLW loves the Motor City.
CKLW Radio. Send for your membership card today in the Happy Fellows Club and win a year's supply of free food for a family of four. Just send a stamp self-addressed envelope to Happy Fellows Club, CKLW Detroit 31 or Windsor, Ontario.
Silver Cup bakers bake for your sake, so it's no surprise that Silver Cup is first in freshness, flavor, and popularity. And it's so delicious, you try Silver Cup today.
CKLW loves the Motor City.
20 minutes to go before 5 of the Dave Schaefer Show. Temperature of 90 degrees. We bring on the Butterflies. Good night, baby.
Remember what you promised my mother. You told her that I'd be in by 2. But one kiss can lead to another. And baby, you know they always do. So I gotta go now. Better go home now. Please think of me when you turn out the lights. Oh, good night, baby. Sleep tight, baby. Oh,
good night, baby. Sleep tight, baby. That's by the Butterflies on CK, a rising sound, and we have like 17 and a half minutes now before 5. Chicken's finger looking good at Ronda's 10 Mile and Telegram.
Radio 80, Radio 80, CKLW.
That's the smooth and silky sound of Dave Schaefer on Radio Recall. And I could listen to Dave all the time, not only because of his great voice, but also his wonderful, warm style. Dave had an amazing career in Detroit radio, working at many of Detroit's top stations. Our DJ double play continues for all you Burger Club members and testifiers. Here's Scotty Regan with an actual air check from WKNR, Keener 13. Check this out.
WKNR. Ooh, Keener 13. It's what's happening.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead already.
The symbol of the Scott Regan Show.
Solid music.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that a man wants. I got more than I could ask for. I don't have to run around. I don't have to stay out all night. 'Cause I got a sweet, sweet loving woman. She's clean out of sight. Don't you know she's some kind of wonderful? Yes, she is. She's some kind of wonderful. Now, hold it, let me tell you one more thing. Can I get a witness? One more time, fellas, come on now.
Some of that sweet soul music from the Soul Brothers 6 on Keener 13. Number 11, some kind of wonderful.
Talk about my baby.
26 before 10 o'clock, Scotty Regan Show. Stand by for our testifiers.
WKNR, Keener 13.
66, Keener temperature.
Yeah! Wow, that summer look.
You can give your hair that summer look. Summer Blonde by Clairol.
Ooh, don't forget to watch that Clairol TV special on surfing. That'll be Hit the Surf. That'll be Thursday night.
WKNR, Sports Go.
At the end of three innings of play, the Tigers 1 and Washington nothing. At the end of 3, Kansas City 3, Minnesota Twins nothing. At the end of 3, it's Boston 5 and Baltimore nothing. 24-9.
Wait a minute there. Boy.
Boy, time is really making me a little crazy tonight. Hi, get him up, Mickey Dunne, you. It's 24 minutes before 10.
WKNR.
That's Scott Regan, who is very connected to not only his audience, but to Detroit musicians, particularly Motown. And he'd have the Motown stars on his show. He interviewed the Beatles, and the listeners loved him. By the way, he says hello to everybody in Detroit, and if you want to know more about Scott Regan, just go to thebeatledj.com. This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, DJs Cars and Cruisin', with one of Bruce Springsteen's biggest songs. It's our number 3 most popular car song, Pink Cadillac.
Well, now you may find a hole in for the foolish things I do.
Well,
love is bigger than a Honda. Yeah, it's bigger than a Subaru. Bette Midler wanted to release that song, but Bruce Springsteen stopped it by saying it wasn't a girl song. I guess he later changed his mind because Natalie Cole also released it, and she had a really big hit version of that song. In 1936, a man named Bob Wyan opened a small burger pantry in Glendale, California. Little did he know at that time that his small burger joint would become a brand loved around the world. For over 75 years, Big Boy has been serving delicious, classic American comfort food to millions of hungry people. It all started with a burger, not just any burger, but a Big Boy, the original double-deck cheeseburger. Two all-beef patties on a sesame seed bun with Big Boy's famous original sauce. It was a burger like no other, and one that would eventually be imitated. Burgers aren't the only thing people love at Big Boy. From other classics like the Slim Jim to new favorites like the new Burger Lovers Burgers, which include the best cheeseburger on the planet and the taste bud kicking Fiesta Burger. An all-beef patty seasoned and cooked to perfection, then topped with spicy queso. Oh, wow. Though the menu has changed, the spirit of Big Boy is the same. Serve people delicious food and treat them really well. It's a motto that will never change. It's what got Big Boy where it is today. And there's a reason why people keep coming back to Big Boy. Some say it's the nostalgia. Others say it's the food. We like to think it's all of the above. Big Boy is not just another restaurant chain. It's an American icon. One that is recognizable anywhere you go. So the next time you bite into a delicious original Big Boy, just know you're not eating any old burger. You are eating a part of American history.
Radio Recall, the Jim Henson Show.
Where in just a moment, we're going to talk with the legendary DJ Lee Allen, who's one of Detroit's most loved personalities. Also, we still have the number two and number one top car songs of all time. Next on Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'.
Radio Recall, the Jim Henson Show.
Two more spots to fill as we salute the 30 greatest car songs of all time. And here's number two by War, Low Rider. How low can you go?
All my friends know the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Boulevard is to East Los Angeles as Woodward Avenue is to Detroit. That's where you'll find East LA's lowriders cruising up and down the boulevard in their Chevy Impalas and old pickup trucks from the 40s and 50s. Lowriders really care about their cars. Often you can see them mechanically modified with hydraulics making the car hop up and down and sideways. They call it jumping, hopping, dancing, clowning, and switching. It's something else. Just like this.
I got this horn just the other day.
Set me free.
From a man who came a long, long way.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Recall, DJ's Cars and Cruisin'. And as I promised, I want to introduce you to one of Detroit's most popular DJs, Lee Allen. My friend Mike Collins and I had a chance to interview Lee about one of his signature trademarks, the fine-toned horn. Lee, what's the story behind that?
When I went to Michigan State, pledging a fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, they had us answer the phone. Hello, this is Lee Allen at Phi Delta Theta, oldest chapter on the Michigan State University campus, founded in Miami, you know, on and on and on. And at the end, it said, this is Lee Allen, so forlorn, at your service, on the horn. And I was talking on the telephone. So one night at KMH, WKMH, later Keener NIC, I said, this is Lee Allen on the horn, meaning on the microphone. And a record promoter brought me a horn that was made in Pakistan, and it became the horn.
Really?
And that's how it happened.
Really made in Pakistan?
It was made in Pakistan. It was a Pakistan. Now, don't kid around about my
Mike
horn.
Mike Collins is very skeptical of this story. I must...
The Lee Allen fine-tone horn was made in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker.
Yeah,
it took over 17 years
and
is insured
up to by Lloyd's of London.
And it is in the vault.
Yeah.
Guarded by 17 Pinkerton men. And so it became that. And then there was a marble floor or something on the studio at WXYZ, and they had this big, huge ashtray, so we would throw that on the floor, and it would be a fine-toned ashtray. And then there was the fine-toned note, aged 4 long years in wood to make it sound good, like a fine-toned note should, and on and all that foolishness.
My special thanks to Lee Allen for joining us on Radio Recall, where we present the number one great car song of all time. The Beach Boys.
Slip, daddy.
Well, there you have the 30 greatest car songs of all time, and some of the DJs who played those songs for us. Now, we were only able to feature just a few of the DJs who devoted their time to entertaining us and being our friends. There are so many others, many of whom are no longer with us, but that we still remember. So on behalf of all the DJs who put their heart into making a fun radio show every day of every week, and every performer who began like all of us, with dreams of becoming something extraordinary, even if just for a moment. And to every listener, every one of you who gave your time and your loyalty to these entertainers, I salute you. And to all of you cruisers who take pride in your cars and the history it represents, you make Detroit proud. I hope in these past 3 hours we've been able to bring back some of the memories and magic that was a very special time in Detroit. Pass it on, my friends. Don't lose it. And stay safe out there as you cruise the streets of Detroit. I want to thank Big Boy Restaurants and WOMC for making Radio Recall possible. This is Jim Hampton, and I'll miss you until we meet again.